On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg today up to 25 degrees. Pretoria and Rustenburg a high of 27.
A collision in Pretoria on the R21 northbound on the link to the N1 north.
In your sport, one of the Vodacom Bulls veteran players might be forced to retire as a result of injuries. And South Africa are now 4 wickets away from victory with India 101 for 6 in their second innings. That's on day 5 of the second test in Guwahati.
We start with the story that has the country standing by. Controversial businessman Vusimusi Catmatlala is expected to start his testimony later this morning in front of Parliament's ad hoc committee investigating allegations of crime and interference in police investigations. The committee is holding this week's sittings in the Khosimampura prison in Pretoria, where Matlala is currently behind bars awaiting trial on an attempted murder charge. Our reporter Anasasi Mokhobu says the committee will question Matlala on allegations that he may have benefited from or been linked to politically motivated activities.
Committee Chairperson Soviet Lekhanyane says Matlala has cooperated fully with the committee and will begin his testimony at 11 o'clock this morning.
The statement that we are making here is that Mr. Matlala and his team are ready to appear before us.
Lekhanyane also confirmed that officials at Khosimampura have made all necessary facilities available, adding that Matlala is prepared to continue testimony on Thursday and even Friday if needed. Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
Meanwhile, the Mkhonto Sizwe Party will lay 2 criminal charges in Cape Town today against Parliamentary Ad Hoc Committee witness Mary de Haas and forensic investigator Paula Sullivan. The party accuses de Haas of misrepresenting her academic credentials before Parliament earlier this month. According to the MK Party, Paula Sullivan allegedly threatened another witness, the Police Minister's Chief of Staff Cedric Gabinde, during an official sitting of the Ad Hoc Committee. At the Pretoria Serious Commercial Crimes Court, 4 suspects are expected to make their first appearance today after they were arrested by the Hawks last night in a high-profile case. The 4 are a judge, the leader of a well-known church, and 2 others who were arrested on charges of corruption and money laundering.
The takedown operation stems from serious allegations of corruption involving attempts to influence a civil case currently before the Pretoria High Court. The matter relates to a well-known South African church embroiled in a long-standing succession dispute.
International news takes us to Istanbul, where an autopsy report has concluded that a tourist family of 4 died after they'd been poisoned by a gas that was used to treat pest infestations at the hotel where they stayed. After falling ill on the 12th of November, the family's 4 members died within days of each other. The hotel has since been shut and 11 people have been arrested. And the UK government has slapped a sugar tax on milkshakes as part of the fight against obesity and tooth decay in children. The levy will affect pre-packaged milkshakes, ready-to-go coffees and sweetened yogurt drinks, but not if these are made in cafes or restaurants. Latest official figures suggest that 1 in 10 children in England is obese when they go to primary school at the age of 4 or 5, and that figure rises to 22% by the time the children reach the age of 10 or 11. I'm Khadija D'Souza. More about this morning's headline stories at jacarandafm.com. Click on news.
Well, well, well. 50,000 rand.
Oh, is it that time?
Uh-huh. Are you getting that feeling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That winning feeling? Mm-hmm. I am so hopeful. Yes, time for your secret sound. And it is brought to you by OUTsurance.
Now, this is a real Black Friday deal. Get a